What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, January 20th, 2021, and a lot of things are happening. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. As usual, we are going to do news until we run out of news, and then we'll open up the phone lines. It may be a while. There's a lot to go through this morning, or this afternoon, rather, and I don't know when we're going to open the phones, probably sometime in hour number two. Okay, well, obviously the big news is Trump is out, Biden is in, and apparently Joe attended Mass in the morning with Nancy and Mitch, and apparently watched J-Lo and Lady Gaga sing before his swearing in, and then he delivered his inaugural address. So they've gone through all the motions here, and apparently the inaugural theme is America United, trying to restore the soul of America, bring the nation together, and create a path to a brighter future, none of which is really achievable when you look at the events of the past few months here. So we have here what is, we're being told, the most popular president in history, was inaugurated in secret behind giant walls guarded by thousands of soldiers. He actually took the oath of office 11 minutes early, again, part of the security. And Biden had maybe 2,000 people show up at the inauguration against the 25,000 military, just like they do in your average banana republic. And obviously, the elites are very much afraid of the American people right now, because we know what they did. We know how they did it, pretty much. Anyway, Biden is immediately tearing up Trump's legacy. He's issuing a whole slew of executive orders. He's issued one to stop building the border wall. He's ordering a federal mask mandate. Now, executive orders don't apply to ordinary citizens, but he has signed an executive order that face masks must be worn on all federal properties. Other things he's doing, he's scrapping the Muslim ban. He's going to rejoin the Paris Accord and dissolve the anti-woke 1776 Commission. This is the commission that is trying to restore the teaching of America's early history back to our school system. But the woke crowd really doesn't like that, and Joe is basically going to tear that out. Now, interestingly enough, Trump's last act out the door was to have deep state awareness taught in the schools. Pardon me. And as one of its final acts before Biden pulls the plug, the 1776 Commission released a report on the state of American education. And, you know, it's basically described as a rebuttal to the New York Times 1619 Project and other historical accounts that take a critical view of the country's earliest days, judging the actions of the founding fathers by the morals and standards of today, which is completely unrealistic. Would you like your life today to be judged by whatever standards are in existence 200 years from now? Of course not. You have no idea what those standards are going to be here. So they released the 1776 report on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and was developed in response to Trump's call to promote patriotic education in schools. And Trump, of course, last night did his farewell speech, and apparently not a lot of the corporate media carried it. Fox carried it as a replay and didn't play the whole thing. But one comment he made in that speech is, "The movement we started is only just beginning." And I think he may very well be correct on that one, although we're certainly seeing the liberal Democrats acting like they've got to crush the movement out merely to survive here. Now, Mary Trump is predicting a grim future for Donald as he leaves the White House to face these mounting costly lawsuits and a loss of relevance. And it's Harry Truman used to say, it's heck to find work when you've been the president. And Out in Hollywood, and you know, things like this make me glad I'm no longer in that industry here. Apparently, with Biden's inauguration, Hollywood celebrities just went wacko on social media with all kinds of nasty, hateful comments about Trump. And this included people like Michael Moore, Billy Eichner, Chelsea Handler, Bette Midler, Jeffrey Wright, and I'm sure that, you know, quite a few other people got out there and they were using profanity and basically saying, you know, blank Trump, blank his whole family, blank anyone who chose to work with him, and blank every single Trump voter. This from Elizabeth, from Billy Eichner. And Rosanna Arquette said, this is the last inauguration I refuse to watch. This one I'm excited for. So Michael Moore is out there saying, we've dreamed and prayed for this day. So they're out there just having a real good party. No dignity whatsoever. And it sort of tells you what kind of state of mind these celebrities are in, which very much fits in with their liberalism here. Hillary Clinton is still going on about how she lost to Trump in 2016 and how Vladimir Putin ordered the riot at the Capitol building back on the 6th. She won't let go of that. Now, Tucker Carlson's out there with a video, and you know, everybody's saying hardly anybody showed up. Why did they need 25,000 military on the streets of Washington, D.C.? Tucker Carlson says that the Democrats were using that huge military force, more than soldiers than we have in Iraq and Afghanistan combined, to send a message to America not to oppose them. The power message. In the final hours of his presidency, Donald Trump has issued a long list of pardons and commutations, 143. And Trump is already being slammed for failing to pardon Julian Assange and Edward Snowden. Now, Trump pardoned Little Wayne, Steve Bannon, but not himself. You know, Mitch McConnell apparently threatened President Trump, saying that if he pardoned Julian Assange, we are much more likely to convict you in an impeachment trial. So despite the fact Trump is now out of office, they're still going ahead with this. Complete waste of time and energy, in my opinion here. Trump has also pardoned the Israeli handler of spy Jonathan Pollard. So that's kind of an interesting one there. Now, apparently, Republican lawmakers sought pardons from Donald Trump for their role in the Capitol riot. And Trump was apparently talked out of it by lawyers who told him it would seal his impeachment trial fate. Okay. Now, speaking of impeachment trial, normally the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court would preside. But Justice Roberts is already out there saying he wants no part of the sham impeachment. They're not sure who is going to take his place, but he just wants out. He doesn't want to have anything to do with this nonsense here. Okay, now Mitch McConnell and the establishment Republicans don't want to see Trump on the ballot in 2024. And apparently he was that much of a threat to the status quo. His one major crime, he wanted to change things, you know, in an environment where everybody loves things just the way they are right now. Now, Chuck Schumer is out there saying there will be a vote in the Senate to bar Trump from ever running again. I don't even think that's legal, least of all because it's prior restraint. Now, remember when Trump first came into office, he came on out with this campaign pledge to drain the swamp. And one of his first executive orders signed on January 28th, 2017, required Trump's political appointees to agree to a lobbying ban of 5 years, as well as pledge not to undertake work that would require them to register as a foreign agent. Well, apparently yesterday, Trump signed a one-page revocation order. And so his aides are off the hook. They can immediately go to work for the lobbying companies. All righty. Apparently, Mitch McConnell is sucking up to Democrats. And he's out there joining the crowd saying that the Capitol riot was all Trump's fault. They were fed lies, meaning told about the election fraud. And it was all, you know, Trump's fault that it happened and it got out of hand because of failures of institutions, protocols and planning. No, it got out of hand because it was planned to get out of hand. Bill Barr is out there saying that Trump's election fraud claims precipitated the Capitol riot. This is his first TV interview since resigning as attorney general. And I'm sure the election fraud didn't help, but it wasn't Trump's claims about it. It was all the evidence that we saw for it, followed by the courts refusing to look at the evidence, election commissions refusing audits, basically the whole machinery working against Donald Trump. And Americans, by and large, have a strong sense of fair play. And they understand Donald Trump got cheated. Even people who don't like him are saying, yes, he got cheated on this one. Now, Sean Hannity is calling for spineless Republicans, including Mitch McConnell, to go. Just go away. And Tucker Carlson says the Democrats are going to start a war on their own people to root out Trump supporters. They are really, really afraid. Now, one of the things that Trump did, he ordered the declassification of the Crossfire Hurricane documents over the objection, obviously, of the FBI. The materials are just starting to come out. And to nobody's surprise, the first bit of declassification is that Christopher Steele admitted all the way back in September of 2017 that he leaked the Steele dossier in 2016 to help Hillary Clinton. Big newsflash, I know here. And another story, this is over at BlabberBuzz, saying the Steele dossier was being fanned around to distract the FBI from the email server scandal. And I guess the FBI was happy for the distraction because there was a lot of really bad stuff going on over there. All right. Story coming on out of, pardon me, Hideout Now. Donald Trump is apparently discussing with his allies forming a new political party called the Patriot Party, saying that he wants to ditch the Republicans. I don't blame him. They certainly did not stand up for him during this whole election fraud. And, you know, he's telling his supporters his movement is just beginning. He's going to be back one way or the other. He's going to be back unless they figure out a way to throw him in jail or simply apply the Kennedy solution to him. Story coming on out of WorldNet Daily. Tens of millions of Americans, actually hundreds of millions, remain convinced that Trump won the recent election. This is confirmed by polling. And basically, again, the Democrats blew it. They succeeded in stealing the election. And as of this morning, the steal and the coup d'etat was complete and the junta was installed. But they got caught doing it. Americans saw what they did. In other news here over at Investment Watch blog, Homeland Security has released their official document on the investigation of Hunter Biden. And it confirms Joe Biden's involvement with corrupt Russian and Chinese parties, regardless of any election fraud claims. You know, he should not have been run as a presidential candidate. And don't forget, a lot of Democrats came out and said if they had heard of this and of Hunter's laptop with its salacious videos and pictures on it before the election, they never would have voted for him. And the corporate media did a tremendous disservice to the American people by hiding this and covering it up and saying, oh, it's Russian disinfo, it's conspiracy theories. Okay. So over at Glenn Greenwald, they're saying a new domestic war on terror is coming, and they're basically ushering in a wave of new domestic police powers and rhetoric in the name of fighting terrorism. And these are carbon copies of the worst excesses of the first war on terror that began nearly 20 years ago. And the trend is growing. It is intensifying. And it means more restrictions on your civil rights and your freedoms. Now, the former chief prosecutor at Guantanamo is calling for a domestic war on sedition. This is retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Mo Davis. And he's basically saying that GOP congressmen are more guilty than the Gitmo detainees. I mean, this is really, you know, alarmist rhetoric here. So as I mentioned before, the Democrats are panicking. They overplayed their hand. They've torn our country apart. Very few people believing we are still a constitutional republic. The majority of the country voted to reelect President Donald Trump, yet the Dems will coronate, well, did coronate his fraudulency this morning to take the reins and complete the fundamental transformation of our republic into their Marxist dynasty. Democrat Representative Steve Cohen on Monday gave an indication that the Democratic traitors are concerned they may have overplayed their hand. They obviously realize the majority of the country voted for Trump. The majority of the country know they voted for Trump. And now they're, you know, wondering what they're going to do about it. And the reality is, history has shown, after a coup d'etat, there follows a dictatorship. Otherwise, the coup d'etat does not survive the circumstances of its own creation. So that's what we're going to be seeing here, I'm afraid. Let's see. Another article along the same line. This is from Rutherford Institute. The deep state's stealthy, subversive, silent coup to ensure nothing ever changes. And that's exactly what they've got the country exactly the way they want. The money junkies have got the country exactly the way they want. And they don't want anything to change. They don't want anybody upsetting the apple cart. And that's why they hated Trump so much. He wanted to bring about some real change. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has actually called for Congress to get rid of the First Amendment to stop false information from spreading. Now, clearly, she doesn't understand how the Constitution actually works. And, you know, Cortez failed to address under what authority Congress has the power to crack down on free speech rights. Well, they don't. That's why they're using the private social media companies to do their dirty work. So things are dark and getting darker. Paul Craig Roberts has an article out, America RIP. And he's talking about, you know, watching America's decline into collapse. And he means not just economic collapse, but the collapse of the belief system that created some unity among the diverse population. And he says America no longer exists. A geographical entity exists of diverse people and interests, but not a country, much less a nation. Now, Biden is considering former big tech attorneys to lead the Department of Justice's antitrust division. I mean, talk about a sellout on day number one. I mean, these are the lawyers for corporate social media that have formed a trust and are engaging in monopolistic behavior. And what Biden has done is basically guaranteed that there will never be a lawsuit against those tech giants for their abuses during the election and the abuses which are going to continue. Now, over at band.video, they have an interesting question. Why are Biden's top 10 administrators dual citizens? And that is something that you really need to think about. Okay? One of the callers has a theory that possibly the Israeli dual citizenship is a protective shield to get them ultimate power. So Biden has issued 17 executive orders today on the border, climate, immigration, and the 100-day masking challenge. Now, of course, the corporate media has been leaking and teasing about Biden's day one actions. But apparently, there's a total of 17 executive actions. At least 15 of these will be executive orders targeting a range of issues. Of those 17 actions, 9 will involve reversals of Trump-era policies. So it's going on in there. Oh my goodness, how time flies when you're screaming. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here, and again, a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continuing support so that we may go on giving the American people the information they need to have to make good choices, if they're ever allowed to make a choice again. So, in any event, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And, of course, all this contact information is available at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. The network thanks you. Okay, getting back on to his fraudulency, I like that term here. George Galloway has an article over in Russia Today in which he says it's impossible to believe that Biden will actually be in charge. And this turns out to be a very, very common sentiment among observers. In fact, he says it's hard not to wonder if Joe will even last his first 100 days in office. Those arguing his mind isn't sound enough should expect a swift exit. Since when was that a disqualifier? I mean, you know, Reagan, you know, had, I forget what it was he had, Alzheimer's, I think, during most of his term. So it's, you know, it's not exactly inspiring to the world that Biden is in the White House right now. Okay, finally, on Inauguration Day, Maricopa County officials finally agree to an audit of the voting equipment from the 2020 election. Of course, so much time has passed, somebody could have gotten in there and replaced all the software and made it all squeaky clean here. But they delayed, you know, for 2 months here. And this is how you know they cheated. You know, they didn't even hide it. And if you said something, corporate social media would shut you down and deplatform you. Now, an interesting little story. This is from News 24 Trump. Apparently, there's a video that surfaced of Joe Biden admitting they know how to manipulate voting machines. Now, this was back when Biden himself was concerned about election integrity back in 2007, and he called for election reform mandating paper ballots and standardized voting machines. Of course, he doesn't have that position anymore. He loves the system that's put him in power here. Story coming on out of the Free Thought Project. If Martin Luther King Jr. were alive today, big tech would have already banned him. And they're talking about this slippery slope we're on of widespread blanket censorship policies, not just the election, not just the election fraud. Vaccine safety now is being targeted. And pardon me. You know, they blacklisted Ron Paul, who's devoted his entire life to peace and liberty. They put him back on saying it was a mistake, but I don't believe that. And again, you know, if they'd had this technology during the civil rights movement, they would have shut down Martin Luther King. Absolutely. Because he was a threat to the system. All right. The MeWe social network has added 2.5 million new members in 1 week. And people are leaving Twitter. Users are getting fed up with relentless privacy violations, surveillance, capitalism, political bias, targeting, and newsfeed manipulation by these companies. I don't think they're really going to survive that much longer unless they can succeed in crushing out the new up-and-comers, which they're probably going to get a good hand from the government itself. But, you know, what they've hit the point. They need to control everything we are seeing, reading, hearing, and thinking. It's like the opening from the original Outer Limits, you know, with the control voice. We will control all that you see and hear. And that's exactly where we're going. But, you know, what's interesting, one of the things that is not being limited by Twitter is child abuse material. And apparently, according to British investigators, Twitter is responsible for almost half of the child abuse material found by investigators being hosted openly on popular tech sites, according to figures seen by The Telegraph. Now, the Internet Watch Foundation shows that 49% of the images, videos, and URL links it found on social media, search engines, and cloud services in the last 3 years were on Twitter, making up 1,396 of the total 2,835 incident found. So Twitter's okay with child abuse, you know. And another story, this one coming out of Russian Faith, basically reminding everybody that if you are banned on Twitter, there are these Russian social networks like VK that you can go on, and they are, you know, free speech supportive, privacy supportive. There's about four of them, and you can definitely go on over there. I'm on VK myself right now. Oh, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash? Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money is
gone? Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about social media right now. And DuckDuckGo has reached a major milestone in its fight to topple Google. And apparently they handled more than 100 million user search queries in a single day for the first time ever. Now, DuckDuckGo was founded back in 2008, and it's gaining popularity because it respects your privacy and it doesn't do filtering. And those are very desirable features to have in a search engine. Article that came on out from Russia Today again, basically, they're talking about how the media establishment is declaring a holy war against free speech, determined to stamp out wrong think in all of its forms. And once the bedrock of U.S. society, it faces a redefinition into something more convenient or oblivion. And the new thinking that's coming on out is if everyone is permitted to speak freely, people's lives will be put at risk. Those whose opinions diverge from the mainstream should not be permitted to voice those opinions, lest their words hurt people, people's feelings. And at the same time, the Ministry of Truth calls for free speech to be swept into the dustbin of history. It insists its victims' freedom of speech is not under attack at all. Now, in the last few weeks, we've had establishment outlets, New York Times, NBC, have called, issued calls for the very idea of freedom of speech to be rethought or scrapped altogether because it is no longer in harmony with modern society. And this is a tacit admission that the media establishment's own opinions can't compete in the free marketplace of ideas. And despite their best efforts, they can't censor their way out. In other words, they understand they have lost the war for the minds of America. And so they're going to counterattack here. Over at CNN, they have issued a guide to deprogramming MAGA supporters. And they had this cult expert on being interviewed claiming the entire country needs post-Trump help. I mean, it's just, it's really, really out there. And let's see. Okay, let me just... I'm having a little technical glitch here. Now, here we are. Okay, over at Fox News Network, we've been talking recently about how they've just gone downhill. They've joined the dark side. Call them Darth Fox, I guess. And the political editor who sat on the election night decision desk has been laid off alongside 20 other Fox News staffers because the network's ratings are cratering right now. We actually don't have a corporate news media channel worth watching anymore. You know, I used to watch Fox to find out what they were lying about today. I don't even do that anymore. This next story sounds like one of these typical manufactured sting operations. Apparently, an active duty American soldier is in federal custody after he allegedly plotted with someone he thought was a member of ISIS to attack the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York City. And Cole James Bridges, who's stationed at Fort Stewart, is charged with attempting to provide material support to ISIS. Now, the member of ISIS was actually an undercover FBI agent. Oh, anyway. All right, so let's talk about COVID-19. It's still out there. It's still a problem. And interestingly enough, story coming out of Madness Hub, COVID hospitalizations drop for the sixth day, and the death rate has steadied. So Biden enters office with the post-Christmas surge still slowing, and he's beginning his race to vaccinate 100 million citizens after the U.S. hits 400,000 deaths. Now, that may not be achievable because up in Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is saying it will take 2 years just to get 70% of the state's people over 16 vaccinated at their current pace. It's not going very well here. Story coming on out of Investment Watch blog. There is already what's called a vaccination paradox surfacing. As the vaccination rate increases, more people are testing positive. So what is going on out there? And we're seeing all these cases of people after they get the vaccine, they develop COVID-19 symptoms. That's what happened to my doctor here. So anyway, let's see. Over at IVM Meta, they have an article. Ivermectin is effective for COVID-19. Real-time meta-analysis of 35 studies. We've talked about this before. 100% of these 35 studies reported positive results. They said it was better with early treatment. And so, you know, COVID-19 can be cured. But of course, there's much more money to be made in vaccines because people who aren't sick are going to get the shot and the pharmaceutical companies get their money. Now, ivermectin is actually approved by the FDA. The vaccines for COVID-19 are not. They got fast-tracked and they got waivers. So apparently there's yet another new study that ivermectin can kill COVID-19 within 48 hours, or at least they've demonstrated that in a culture. And they basically said even a single dose could essentially remove all viral RNA by 48 hours, and that even at 24 hours, there was a significant reduction. So there is a cure, but they're not interested in the cure. Even Goldman Sachs says curing patients is a bad business model. You need them constantly sick, constantly symptomatic, and constantly needing treatment. Another health worker, this one in Portugal, has died just 2 days after she received Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Sonia Acevedo passed away on the first of on New Year's Day after being vaccinated on December 30th. The mother of two and health worker at the Portuguese Institute of Oncology and the city of Porto did not report any adverse effect immediately following the immunization. This is going to be a repeat of 1976. The vaccine is going to kill more people than COVID does. Now, this story is just very, very alarming. It's coming from Summit News. Apparently, over in Great Britain, they're considering a plan that would force people to send selfies of themselves every single day to prove they're self-isolating. Photos which would then be cross-referenced using the GPS data and facial recognition software. And apparently, the COVID lockdown officials are looking to mirror policies introduced in New Zealand, where all new arrivals to the country are forced to check into a quarantine hotel at the airport for a period of 2 weeks. And another enforcement measure would be to copy Poland's so-called enhanced monitoring system for those who are supposed to be self-isolating. Each person is contacted once a day and told to send a selfie of themselves at the location where they are confined. Those who fail to comply within 20 minutes receive a visit from the police. Okay. Interesting little article. This is from Revolver.News. And I'm not seeing it yet. It's really too soon. But according to this article, now that Biden has taken office, the media and the Democrats are starting to roll back this whole lockdown hysteria. And, you know, you've got New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's been ruling like a tyrant over New York. Now he's saying we got to get people back to work and back into the stores much more quickly. Of course, this whole lockdown thing was to encourage people to vote by mail, which is where much of the fraud used against Donald Trump occurred. Now, over in Massachusetts, the Department of Public Health has rescinded a flu vaccine mandate that would have required all children over the age of 6 months attending childcare, preschool, kindergarten, K-12, or college to get the flu vaccine by February 28th. And the reversal came on the same day the Department of Public Health was due to respond in court to a request for a preliminary injunction to prevent the mandate from being enacted. So they basically backed down on that one. So Downing Street insists Boris Johnson would have a strong relationship with any U.S. president after Mark Sedwill claims the prime minister did not want Donald Trump to win a second term, and Tories suspect number 10 is trying to win over Joe Biden. Well, I imagine there's probably a lot of that going on all over the world. The Kremlin is rejecting European Union calls for Navalny's release after he publishes a list of Russians to be sanctioned. Now, the 44-year-old opposition politician appears to be attempting to lead a one-man revolution and score settling of sorts now that he's publicizing lists of Russians who should be sanctioned if he is not released. Okay. Now, with Joe Biden, Israel has a true Zionist in the White House. Biden and his VP, Kamala Harris, are true supporters of a thought to be democratic and Jewish state of Israel. And, we thought Trump was giving the store away to Israel, and Biden's probably going to do a lot worse. Now, the Anthony Blinken, who is Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, backs a two-state solution in the Middle East, but rather doubts that it's going to come about. All right, let's talk about some economic news now. Boeing's stock prices continue to languish in the wake of the B737 MAX crashes in 2018 and 2019. In December of 2020, the jinxed plane was finally allowed to fly again. And they're saying the stock hasn't moved much. The article is basically saying there are issues with the U.S. duopoly plane maker. They're not doing well. It's a shame because it's one of the iconic American companies. The Biden administration is going to work to stop the Nord Stream 2 project. This also coming from Anthony Blinken. And it's a huge waste of money. I mean, everybody's already spent a lot of money on it. We were talking, on Monday, that Biden is going to yank the permit for the Keystone Pipeline, and they've already spent $9 billion on that. It's just insane. Joe Biden has issued an executive order ending the border wall construction, and apparently work continued right up to the moment Biden took the oath of office, and then everybody went home. Now, down in Guatemala, that caravan of 8,000 Honduran migrants was broken up in clashes with the border police. Some have continued on, hoping that Biden will give them U.S. asylum. But Biden has already said, no, it's not going to happen immediately. Story coming on out of National Review, migrants aren't cooperating with Biden's plans. And they're talking about this latest caravan from Central America has been stopped and dispersed by Guatemalan authorities. And more caravans will follow. Smaller groups of migrants move north by smugglers, drawn by the Biden administration's announced determination to reverse all of Trump's border control policies and push through Congress a broad illegal alien amnesty. I am opposed to all of that here. Okay. A victory for religious freedom. And apparently, there was this Health and Human Services regulation that doctors had to perform transgender surgery despite their personal feelings and religious beliefs. But apparently a federal court just struck that down. And, the patients are going to have to look for a doctor sympathetic to their point of view. Now, the Democrats are wasting no time going after the guns. And down in Florida, State Senator Gary Farmer filed Senate Bill 370, which basically says prohibiting the sale or transfer of an assault weapon or a large capacity magazine, prohibiting possession of an assault weapon or a large capacity magazine, or requiring certificates of possession for assault weapons or large capacity magazines lawfully possessed before a specific date. So they're going to grandfather in the already owned assault weapons. Another story along the same line, this from Patriot Rising. They're saying thanks to registration, bureaucrats know who holds which guns and how many, so they don't have to send cops or troops door to door to take them. First, they'll send out letters saying they know what you have and that you have to turn it over by a given deadline or face a penalty, such as asset freezes, in which you would not be able to get money out of your bank account or use your credit cards because your assets are frozen. Or they could take your children, because Child Protective Services is not going to let your children live in a house with potentially dangerous firearms here. Okay, now here's where it gets really interesting. Remember Laura Loomer, conservative? And apparently back in October, former Florida Republican congressional candidate Laura Loomer slammed the Republican Party leadership for ignoring the tech censorship of conservatives. And she was right to do so. And she won her primary, even though she was banned from every major social media platform. Her campaign is also the only one banned from running ads on Facebook. She's been kicked off Twitter, Facebook, Uber, Lyft, PayPal, GoFundMe, and other platforms for her fierce and controversial criticism of Islam. And in a previous post on Parler before it was targeted and taken down, Loomer said, why is the GOP more concerned about the New York Post being denied access to Twitter and Facebook than they are about the fact that Republican candidates for Congress are being denied account access in election year? Well, apparently, recently, Loomer found out she is banned from owning a gun. And despite the fact that she faces constant death threats, she cannot own or possess a firearm for her own personal protection. Her Second Amendment rights have been banned. No explanation given. They just notified her, you're not allowed to have guns here. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials. When we come on back, we're going to open the phone lines and get some phone calls going.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away.
Welcome back to the show here. And again, a reminder, the phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8255. 8252, and we're going to go to the phones to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, I really like your moniker of the, his fraudulency.
Yes.
I heard another good one today for Kamala Harris, calling her Chlamydia Harris. I thought that was pretty good.
Okay.
I like it. I'm going to use it. But at any rate,
okay.
I wanted to say that yesterday, I believe it was Mark mentioned that Obama had replaced all of the U.S. attorneys, the first act that he did.
Yes.
And that was back, but that only followed suit. The person who was the first to do that was Bill Clinton in 92, when the very first thing he did was fire every single U.S. attorney and replace them all with people of his own. And for people out there who don't know what the Department of Justice, I'm sure everybody's figured it out by now, but it's been that way for years. The Department of Justice, the Attorney General, the U.S. attorneys are there. They're appointed and they're there to protect the sitting president from any sort of legal accountability. And they're there to persecute the enemies of the sitting president. And that's the same thing. Clinton took it to a new level. And I think I said before, he reversed the old Klaus Witzian saying that, you know, war is politics by other means. And he reversed it back, saying politics is war by other means. Now Bush didn't do it, and to his, credit, frankly. And Trump did not do that, and it killed him. But when they put all these people in there, and I mentioned yesterday that Obama had purged the high command of the military of scores of generals and admirals. And for all of you guys out there who've never been in, these generals and admirals, they write the efficiency report for the people who report directly to them. So they're the senior endorser for at least two or three levels below them. So with a bad efficiency report, nobody gets promoted, right? You get a bad efficiency report from the senior leader, you're not promoted. And so in this way, of course, like-minded generals and admirals rise to the top, and the other ones don't get promoted. It's the same thing they do, obviously, when you replace all the U.S. attorneys. The people they appoint to the most high profile and the best cases and so on and so forth are the ones most likely to rise after that. And so it's a self-perpetuating mechanism that the deep state scum use. And when you combine that with the Soros, ever since 2008 or so, all his getting all the prosecuting attorneys and I hear the music.
Peter, can I put you on hold?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We got to take a break for station identification, and we will be right back.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.